Spinning Round, written by Growlery, read by Looney and Gilo 2, for Pod Together 2014, my MathFab Diary fandom. Life is going pretty well for A, except for the fact that Archie's leaving for uni in September, and Chloe's acting weird. The doorbell rings halfway through Clueless, which Chloe brought over and batted her eyelashes until Gray laughed and said, "Oh, go on then." Chloe sits up automatically, shoving the bottle of wine they pilfered from Ray's mom's stash under the pillow. She's gone away for the weekend with Kareem and shouldn't be back till late Sunday night. But Ray appreciates Chloe's caution anyway. Ray sways to her feet, says, "One sec." But Chloe gets up quicker, pushing Ray gently back down onto her bed. "I'll get it," she says. Ray supposes it makes sense. Chloe's been swinging from the bottle all night, same as Ray, but she's clear-eyed and steady on her feet. Ray hits the pause button on the VCR and waits for her to come back, which she does ages and ages and ages. Okay, maybe 3 minutes later, a grim stitch on her face. "Look who it is," she says, and holds the door open wide. "Finn," Ray cries out, and then, "Wait, you're not supposed to be here. Are you supposed to be here?" Finn shakes his head, ducking down to kiss her forehead. "Nah, just wanted to see you. Got you at the right time, though." Chloe says she was just about to head off. Ray looks at Chloe. Chloe doesn't look back at her. Ray frowns. "No, you weren't," she says. Chloe makes a face, but she's still looking more at the Oasis poster on Ray's wall than her. "Yeah, Ray, remember? I've got that thing that I need to go do. You know, that really important thing that isn't here." Finn chuckles, but Ray doesn't think the look on Chloe's face is very funny. He's not looking at her, though, and normally that would make Ray glow bright all over because nobody looks at Ray when they could be looking at Chloe. But not right now. "Stay," Ray says, one hand flailing out. She finds Chloe's ankle and holds it tight, but not hard. "Please stay." Chloe's still smiling, but it's not the good kind of smile. Ray can always tell, no matter how much she's had to drink. "Don't you want to, you know?" And Ray really does, is the thing, because it turns out that sex is kind of amazing, and sex with Finn is even better. But she doesn't want to stop hanging out with her best mate either. Chloe was here first, both physically and, you know, existentially or whatever. Ray smiles at her. "Stay," she repeats. "Come on, Chloe." "Yeah, stay," Finn says. Ray turns her head surprised, remembers he's still there. But Chloe's head snapped around too, so Ray doesn't feel too silly. "It'll be a laugh, the three of us." "Okay," Chloe says. And they all curl up on Ray's bed, one of them on either side of her. She laces her fingers with Finn's, but then thinks that's a bit weird with Chloe right there. So she grabs Chloe's hand too. And then she thinks maybe that should feel weird. But it doesn't. Not even a little bit. "What you watching anyway?" Finn asks and grins as it starts playing again. "Oh, I love this film." Chloe cracks a grin, a proper one this time. "See, Ray? Told you it was good." "It's All right, Ray says, who's been stifling giggles the whole way through. We're still watching The Princess Bride after, though. The thing is, Chloe's been acting a bit weird ever since Ray brought her back from Ian's. Not so much as you'd notice, really, if you weren't specifically looking for it, because Chloe's good at pretending. But Ray still remembers Chloe's diary. He hears bitchy and broken, like a refrain in her head, especially on nights when it's too hard to sleep. It's not that she barely drinks anymore, even though she pretends to, or that she hasn't so much as talked about a boy in ages, Ray tells Kester. She screws her face up, huffs a breath of frustration. It's hard to explain. She's just a bit not Chloe sometimes. It's hard to go back to normal after going through what Chloe has, Kester says. Is she still seeing a counselor? Ray shrugs. I think so. I hope so. She said it was helping, but she keeps changing the subject when I bring it up now. Kester makes a noise. Do you remember what we talked about? You can't fix other people. Until you fix yourself, I know, Ray says, rolling her eyes. I'm working on it. It's part of my morning routine. Get up, check the baby, brush my teeth, tell my reflection she's perfect and beautiful, get ready for college. You can't really fix other people, Ray, Kester says gently, and Ray looks away. I know, she says. This summer's been just like last year, except for how it's nothing at all like last year. Summer always feels kind of infinite, like you're gonna be laying in the sun surrounded by your best friends, lazy and content forever. But Archie going off to uni in September is hanging over all their heads like a great big flying pink elephant. Chop and Finn have no fucking clue what they're doing, but neither of them are definitely 100% for sure leaving Stanford, leaving the gang. It all comes to a head at the party Chloe throws in the last week of August. It's a pretty small affair by Chloe's standards. Which still means that by the time they chucked everyone out at 4 o'clock in the morning, the floor and every available surface is covered with cups, glasses, cans, and little bottles of varnish from when Chloe decided everyone was having painted nails. Right then, Archie says brightly, that's us off. Don't you dare, Chloe says. But she's laughing. They clean up a little bit, only enough that they can clear space in the living room floor because nobody really feels like dragging their sleeping bags up to Chloe's room like they originally planned. Ray collapses on the sofa, her feet in Finn's lap, and Chloe folds herself down at their feet, leaning up against Finn's legs. She's playing with Izzy's hair, who's got Chop's head in her lap, his feet in Archie's. Ray can't help but smile fondly at all of them, the gang, her gang, until she remembers that the summer's nearly over and Archie's driving his stuff up to Hall's next week. The smile slips off her face like it's never been there. Last time we're all gonna do this, she says, because she's so tired of not talking about this. Hey, come on, Archie says. It's not like I'm moving to the other side of the world or anything. May as well be, Izzy says, petulantly. Sheffield's ages and ages away. It's not even 2 hours in the car, Archie says. I'll come visit every weekend. They all burst out laughing at that, and Archie amends. Okay, maybe not every weekend. Why would you even come back? Ray says, shaking her head. There's nothing good in Stamford. Yes, there is, Archie says lightly. There's a beat of silence where none of them says anything at all. And then, fucking gonna miss you, lad, Chop says and sits up to kiss Archie square on the mouth. You're gonna make this a habit, Izzy says, laughing. Because I have to say, I wouldn't mind. Chloe goes, ooh. And Finn says, wait, if you lot are going off together, then where does that leave us? You could always have your own threesome, Archie says, waggling his eyebrows. And Izzy giggles. Ray and Chloe have already kissed, she reminds them. That was one time, Chloe says, and we were at a party. We are at a party now, Ray says, and has no idea why. All of a sudden, she's thinking about Chloe's lips, the way she smelled, how nice her smile is when you get up close. Chloe doesn't say anything for a long minute, and neither does anyone else. Not anymore, she says quietly, and gets to her feet. I'm going to bed. You guys will be all right down here, yeah? She's out the door before she can get a response, letting it drift close behind her. Everyone promptly turns to look at Ray. Why do I always have to fix everything? She grumbles, but she's already getting up. Go away. Ray sits on the end of Chloe's bed. She's pulled her blanket over her head so Ray can't see her face, just the outline of her body underneath it. What's wrong, Chloe? She asks. Nothing. I'm fine, Chloe says. Which is so blatantly untrue, Ray doesn't even bother calling her out on it. Was I that bad, she asks. Was I that bad, she jokes instead. No, Chloe says, you were fine. Ray sighs, makes a face, scoots forward on Chloe's bed. What is it then? Is it because you still like Finn? Because... you know, that doesn't bother me or anything. It's not that, Chloe mumbles. Just go away, please, Ray. You're my best mate, Ray tells her. I'm not going anywhere. Well, maybe I don't want to be your best mate, Chloe says with an unexpected venom. And Ray actually physically flinches. You know what? She says. I'm fucking sick of you doing this. I'm just trying to help. Chloe sits up abruptly, her eyes fiery and wet, and kisses Ray. It's sloppy and awkward and nothing like the first time they did this, because the first time didn't feel real. It's over before Ray can decide whether to kiss Chloe back or not. And she just stares and stares and stares because somehow she really hadn't seen this coming. Chloe isn't looking at her, and her face says she wants to pull the blanket over her head and disappear. And then from somewhere behind them, Finn says, "Are you going to make that a habit? Because I have to say, I wouldn't mind." Chloe makes a shocked little noise. Finn sits next to Ray, reaching for Chloe's hand, and Ray sees them trace something onto her palm. And that's their thing. It has always been their thing, even before they got together. But Ray finds she doesn't mind sharing it. It's weird, because she always thought she would mind. But it's not hard to suppress the small flare of jealousy in her gut, with the warmth blossoming in her chest. "You know," Chloe says thickly after a minute, "my bed's kinda huge. If you don't want to go downstairs, I mean." "I don't know about that," Ray says, and Chloe stiffens. "I mean, I was really looking forward to sleeping on the floor. What about you, Finn?" "Beds are overrated," Finn says, grinning. "But it is you, so I guess." And they both curl up on Chloe's bed, one of them on either side of her. The end. And that was "The World's Still Spinning Round," written by Growlery, the title from Oasis's Champagne Supernova, performed by Looney and Gilo 2 for Pot Together 2014. Thank you.